You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
More on Bootstrap and its sophisticated spear phishing of Russian banks. They may have failed to snap ₹1 billion in one caper, but they did get $600 million. We'll hear more reasons not to jailbreak your iPhones and iPads, and still more reasons not to download adult apps on your Android. And we hear from the University of Maryland's Ben Yellen, who brings us up to date on the lingering fallout of the Snowden leaks. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Friday, March 18th, 2016. The Russian cyber mob that impersonated FinCert now has a name, Bootstrap, and a tally sheet. 13 banks hit since August, with their biggest single take being ₹600 million. That's just over $8.5 million. Group IB has been reporting on the incident. Losses in smaller regional banks were particularly heavy, although the biggest single attempted theft, to the tune of ₹1 billion, was foiled when a typographical error in the email aroused suspicions. The exploit proceeded roughly like this. Once the mark bit on the emailed fish bait, convincingly spoofed FinCert communications, the malware payload then exploited the automated bank customer system that connected to the regulator. Dmitry Volkov, the head of Group IB's cyber intelligence department, explained that this system is a highly critical one for Russian banks. Drawing a comparison to a comparably important American system, he told Bloomberg, quote, "This is the same as if hackers were to get access to the SWIFT system at Citibank, for example," end quote. Proofpoint's warning earlier this week that Carbonac is back suggests that other segments of the Russian criminal underground remain active against the financial sector. Trend Micro points out that notorious Revenant Drydex is also active and bothering banks, despite the many takedowns the criminal botnet has suffered. Various outlets say that FireEye has given the Indian government a report detailing extensive cyber espionage campaigns by actors based in Pakistan. It's unclear from media reports so far whether the attacks are state-run or state-inspired, hacktivist or criminal, or some mix of all these. The campaign is said to involve distribution of CDOR malware through email attachments. The targets are reported to be Indian military and government personnel as well as Pakistani dissidents. Again, the target set is consistent with the interest of a range of possible threat actors. Ace Deceiver, the iOS vulnerability Palo Alto Networks described this week, should give users another good reason not to jailbreak their iPhones or iPads, as if sensible, ordinary users needed any good reasons to leave well enough alone. There's some evidence that Ace Deceiver could affect non-jailbroken iPhones, but you, user, would really have to work at installing a pretty obvious dodgy app to suffer an infection. Wired puts the issue into perspective with a quotation from security researcher Jonathan Zdzarski. In its current form, Zdzarski says, this isn't dangerous except to the exceptionally stupid. The real risk, as Palo Alto has pointed out, is that Ace Deceiver's clever tricks might be integrated into some future exploits that could draw the normally bright as well as the exceptionally stupid. In the meantime, don't jailbreak your devices. Speaking of the dodgy internet stuff and reckless users, Zscaler would like everyone to know that you're shooting dice with malware when you download what appears to be a player for what we, being a family show, will delicately call adult content. It's a Chinese-named app, but consumers of adult content tend to be visually oriented anyway, so pinyin characters aren't likely to put off even those more accustomed to Roman, Greek, Cyrillic, Hebrew, Arabic, etc. Again, just stay away. The stage fright vulnerability may prove to be realistically exploitable after all, according to Northbit, which describes a proof-of-concept attack that the security company says could readily work in the wild. Google closed stage fright bugs in response to Zimperium research, but unpatched devices remain vulnerable. Rowhammer, another vulnerability from the past, may also be riskier than long thought. Third IO research suggests that bit flipping might indeed work against dual inline memory modules. The black market continues to act like a market as supply and demand meet opportunity. The ready availability of cheap Steam stealers is driving a long-running uptick in criminal hijacking of Steam gaming accounts. Observers think the FBI is more worried about precedent than a single iPhone's contents in the dispute with Apple. The Bureau, say many, is concerned that encryption really will enable criminals and terrorists to go dark, but their arguments still aren't convincing Apple supporters that weakened encryption wouldn't prove to give criminals and terrorists a large net advantage. NSA looks back on the last 3 years of Snowden leaks, and while the agency still feels the pain, that pain's getting duller with time. We had a chance to talk about this with Ben Yellen from the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security, considering whether the passage of time has made the Snowden revelations less relevant. We'll hear from him after the break. And finally, we're still 2 weeks short of the April 1st H hour when Anonymous intends to kick off its actions against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. But some of the hacktivists may have crossed the line of departure prematurely. People claiming to be from Anonymous have posted phone numbers and PII they claim belong to Donald Trump. But disappointed tweeters say their texts to the number seem to have just wound up in a full mailbox somewhere. Where's the Anonymous help desk when a social media Joe Sixpack or Janie Lunchbucket slacktivist needs one? The disappointed tweeters were hoping to hear the Donald tell them, "You're fired." Alas, no joy. Maybe later.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
I want to welcome to the CyberWire podcast Ben Yellen. He's a senior law and policy analyst for the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want to talk about the fallout from the Edward Snowden spying revelations. There was an interview on NPR recently with Richard Leggett, the NSA's deputy director, and he said that the fallout from the Snowden leaks isn't over, but the information is getting old.
I think there's a lot of truth to what Mr. Leggett is saying there. For one of the major programs that Snowden uncovered was the Call Detail Records program under Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act. So the act that itself actually was about business records. It allowed the FBI to compel companies to turn over business records that were relevant in an ongoing terrorism investigation. What we didn't know until the Snowden disclosures is that that law was being used to justify the bulk collection of phone metadata. So phone metadata includes not the content of the conversation, but who made the call, who received the call, the duration, etc. That program has since been repealed as of this past November and replaced with a new program, the USA Freedom Act. So in one sense, one of his major two revelations is the program is no longer active. So that's one aspect of the disclosures maybe going stale a little bit. The other aspect, and for the program that hasn't since been amended, which is the content of communications under Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act, the NSA has been able to switch some of its methods and tactics, I think largely just with the passage of time. It's been 3 years. I think they've been able to adjust tactics knowing what information has now been released to the public. 3 years is a long time, especially when we're talking about signals intelligence, where the technology itself changes so drastically over a short period of time that the methods, even without the disclosures, are going to necessarily have to change.
We'll hear more from Ben Yellen on the Snowden leaks in our Friday Week in Review podcast later today.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.